A fatal plant explosion. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. One person has died following an explosion and fire at a metals processing plant in the Cleveland suburb of Oakwood Village, Ohio.
I look over and I just see a plume of smoke and then the bigger explosion and then the ball of flame. And then it was on fire.
13 people rushed to the hospital, many of them with burns. One person reported to be critical. The cause of that blast is being investigated. President Biden is back in Poland following a secret trip to Ukraine, which he met in Kyiv with President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Remind us that freedom is priceless. It's worth fighting for as long as it takes. And that's how long we're going to be with you, Mr. President. For as long as it takes.
The president is expected to speak in Warsaw in a few hours. Russia's President Putin is scheduled to speak to the Russian parliament in 4 hours about what he calls the special military operation in Ukraine. The U.S. warning China to stay out of it.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he told China not to begin arming Russia after warning that U.S. had intelligence it planned to do so.
This would be a real problem for China in its relationships with many other countries, not just the United States.
A spokesman for China's foreign ministry fired back, accusing the U.S. of fanning the flames. So far, China has stopped short of providing Russia weapons.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Another earthquake has rattled Turkey and northern Syria, the 6.4 magnitude quake, causing more buildings to crumble. Three people have been killed in Turkey, hundreds injured. More than 30 million Americans are under some sort of winter weather alert as a massive winter storm moves across the Rockies, headed for the heartland. Winter storm warnings stretch from Arizona to Idaho and as far east as central Nebraska. There's a blizzard warning now in effect in southern Wyoming. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Prosecutor in New Mexico has dropped a key firearms specification from the charges against Alec Baldwin, for the fatal shooting on a movie set.
Baldwin was actually hit with two involuntary manslaughter charges, one with a firearm enhancement that the DA said could have landed Baldwin in prison for up to 6.5 years if convicted. But now the New Mexico DA's office confirms to Fox News that the firearm enhancement in the second charge against Baldwin has been dropped, meaning Baldwin could face much less, if any, prison time if convicted. In a statement to Fox News, the New Mexico DA's office writes in part, quote, in order to avoid further litigious distractions by Mr. Baldwin and his attorneys, the district attorney and the special prosecutor have removed the firearm enhancement to the involuntary manslaughter charges in the death of Helena Hutchins on the Rust film set.
Fox's Matt Finn, who reports the prosecutor, says the aim is securing justice for cinematographer Helena Hutchins, who was killed by a projectile fired from a gun that wasn't supposed to be loaded. Transportation Security Administration says more than 6,500 guns were intercepted last year at airport checkpoints across the country. That's about 18 for every day. Nearly everyone caught claims to have forgotten they'd packed a gun. A new technology is offering the hope of reversing paralysis in stroke victims.
More than 800,000 people in the U.S. suffer a stroke each year, and more than half are left with arm and hand impairment or paralysis. New experiments with implanted electrodes zap the spinal cord in spots which control hand and arm motion, helping nerve cells pick up the weaker, damaged brain signals. Test patients were able to grab objects, open locks, and cut their own steak. The increased function is temporary and ends when the electrodes are removed, but the results offer great hope. More tests are underway, and researchers have formed a company to further develop the technology.
Fox's Ann Carrick, Jack Callahan.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.